Our story begins in Todd's office at Dean Industries, where he is talking with his nephew, Bobby Tucker.
I want to stay here, in New York, with you.
What? I thought you had to work at the drugstore for all this summer to save up your money to go to school this fall.
That's just it. I'm not going to Erie State this fall. I'm not going to school at all.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, come on. Bobby, does Alicia know about this?
No, I haven't told her yet. But I have to get out of there. I can't spend the rest of my life in Erie.
Hey, Erie's not so bad. I loved Erie State.
But you left as fast as you could.
Because I had a job here, not because I didn't like it.
Anyway, it's not because I want to get away from Erie. It's Mom. I have to get away from her. I can't take it anymore. All her Bible waving and preaching to me. I'm 18 now.
Look, I'm not sure she's going to agree. And look, and neither is your father.
Well, there's one way they might take the news a little better. You tell them.
Me? Oh, no. Mm-mm, no.
She's your sister. She'll listen to you.
Oh, please, forget about it. She's my older sister, and she never listens to a word I say. Oh, especially all the trouble I got into as a kid. And I didn't say you could stay with me.
Please, Todd, she's trying to turn me into Jerry Falwell or something. I have to be on my own or I'm going to go crazy.
I have a life, Bobby. And my apartment's the only place Hannah and I can be alone.
Look, I swear I'll stay out of your way. If you want to be alone, I'll make myself scarce. Now, what do you say? You know how Mom is, and you are my only chance to get out of there.
All right. Look, I need some time to think about it. But I don't think there's any way Alicia's going to agree with me unless you enroll in school here, and even then, I doubt it.
She will. If you convince her, I know she will.
In the Westside Hospital cafeteria, Michael is having coffee with Marilyn.
You look better, Marilyn. I hope you're feeling better, too.
I am. My doctor just ran another series of tests today, and I'm hoping to get some good news soon.
That would be wonderful.
So how are you doing? Anything new going on in your life?
Well, in a way. A blast from the past, so to speak.
An old skeleton in your closet?
You could say that. Marilyn, no one knows this except for a select few people. But I have a son.
A son? I had no idea. I just assumed from our talks that you'd never been married or had any children.
You're half right. I've never been married. But when I was in my early 20s, I met a girl and we had a child together.
Oh, does he live here in New York?
He does now, and I'm being confronted by the fact that I've basically had nothing to do with him up until now.
Was there a bad breakup or something? What happened?
I hate telling you this because I know how it sounds, but at the time, I couldn't imagine being a father. I had no intention of doing to any child what my father had done to me. So I left.
Left? As in never looking back left?
Yes. I wasn't going to marry his mother, and I couldn't be a good father. So I thought it best for everyone if I just took off.
But now things have changed, and he's back in your life.
Well, through a strange twist of fate, my now 16-year-old son is living in New York and having sex with a former intern of mine from the hospital. A 22-year-old intern.
Oh, my God.
And I had a nasty confrontation with his mother at the police station where she had this girl arrested. And she told me to stay out of his life.
And you have up until now. But are you having a change of heart? Are you thinking that you want to be a part of your son's life?
I'm not sure I could be any type of father to this boy. But it's obvious he needs a male influence in his life. His mother doesn't want to let him grow up. but I don't know if it's the right thing. And legally, I don't know if I even have a leg to stand on or who is listed as his father on his birth certificate.
Michael, if you are this boy's biological father, then you have every right to see him. And if you want to pursue this, I can recommend a good attorney for you to talk to.
At the Gamage residence, Andrew is talking with Rosalind in the family room.
Look, I accept your apology, so you can go now.
You don't have to be worried about Stacy seeing us together. We're just friends. We haven't done anything wrong.
Yes.
I know we haven't, but she's very upset about her father cheating, and I don't want to put any more doubts in her mind.
So, how long have you and your husband been married anyway?
19 years.
Wow, 19 years. That's an eternity. I'm lucky if I make it to 19 days with someone.
When I married Richard, it was for life. Or at least that's what I thought at the time. I think that's part of the reason why I've been so blind about what's really going on around here.
And so you only had the one child together? Was Stacy too much to handle?
Put up with the questions. Why are you so curious about my life all of a sudden?
I'm just trying to get to know you better. No other reason.
I've already told you that nothing is going to happen between us, so you're wasting your time.
Why did it even bother coming over here? You think I'm the rude and obnoxious one? But you know what? You're the one who's rude here. You should be apologizing to me.
What? I don't even know you, Andrew. I don't owe you anything. I think it's time for you to go.
You know, Stacy must look like your husband because she doesn't look anything like you. I was kind of surprised when I saw her the other day.
Are you not hearing me? I asked you to leave. Now go.
Okay, I'm going. You don't have to push me. Sheesh. Just my thanks for trying to be a nice guy.
You're up to no good, Andrew. I don't know what you're up to, but I know I don't like it. Get out of here.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.